Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Lauren Stiller-Reclean is with us, too. She's a new friend. Lauren is a highly credentialed attorney through her work and through her volunteer work and her leadership. She's a visiting scholar at Boston College Center for Work and Family, and I mean, so many other things. We'd have to take a whole show just to mention her credentials, including being highly recognized as a woman in her field. She is the author of a couple of books, but a new one is called You Raise Us, Now Work With Us, and it's all about millennials. She's our new friend, Lauren Reclean. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your new book.
Thank you.
So, millennials. I've talked about millennials a lot on the show, and I have a certain credential myself for talking about millennials because I've been employing them now for about 10 years and have hired a lot of millennials. And the first thing, Lauren, that I tell people whenever people start talking about millennials, I always make sure that the first thing anyone says, and it's always me, is they probably are the best human beings that we've ever raised. And I mean that. I think they are the best people we've ever raised. What do you think?
It's an amazing generation. Amazing. Most of the millennials I meet, when I talk to them about what they've done or what they've accomplished, by the time they're finished, I'm thinking I was 40 and I hadn't done that much.
Right, right. Well, but I'm talking about the kind of people they are.
Yeah.
The kind of humans they are.
I just
think you got to get that on the table. I've never seen a generation that is as centered as this bunch is in terms of how they feel about, you know, other people. And in some ways that's good, but in some ways maybe, you know, they need a little more fire in their belly. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think there's plenty of fire in their belly. I think part of the difference is they do protect time more. They see time as more of a commodity, I think, than other generations did. So I think we misinterpret behaviors that...
Explain that. What do you mean by that?
I think that when you look at global data around this generation, the real consistency is around their desire to protect their work lifetime. So men and women want to be very engaged and involved parents. They want to be able to make plans on a weekend and keep those plans. They want to be able to work out and to have friends. So there's much more, they're much more conscious of life as a much more integrative kind of set of behaviors.
Baby boomers live to work.
Right, and they work to live in
That really is accurate. I mean, it sounds like we're overgeneralizing, but we really aren't much, are we?
Well, I always say to people when I talk about millennials to always remember we're talking about patterns and trends in research. So,
right.
Of course, we're never talking about, 86 million people, but certainly the research does.
But we see it. No, if you're an employer, we see it. There are two things that I've noticed about the ones that I've worked with. As I said, I just think they were some of the best people I've ever met. But they've also confounded me on new levels too. And the thing that I noticed was, you know, when I started out in the marketplace as a pup, somebody had to teach me everything. I mean, I had an education, I knew how to work, but I didn't know much about what I was doing at the work where I'd just gone to work. They had to teach me everything. Well, these kids are coming to work with skills we can put to use right away, aren't they?
They have much higher skills. Although I'll add one other piece of that. When boomers in particular and even Gen Xers were coming up in the workplace, they did have people more likely to be around to teach them everything. Our world today is so busy and
That's
so
right.
frantic that a younger generations often will say to me when they're coming, millennials coming to the workplace, no one's there to help them.
Yeah.
Because
well,
it's
I'm not sure I buy that because, and maybe it's that way in some places, but it might be though because if they show, look, we've hired millennials right out of college over a 35 or a 40 year old who didn't have the skills that millennials had out of college.
Fascinating.
That we needed.
Sure. Yeah.
And so when we, my point is when they showed up, we put them to work.
Yeah.
We didn't coddle them. We didn't say, oh, can I hold your hand while you're doing this? They went to work.
Yeah, because it was
if they went home and told their mom, well, they left me alone. I didn't have anybody to help me. Well, you know, it's you. Congratulations, right?
Yes, yeah. This skill set is pretty remarkable.
Do they need to grow up a little bit? It's one of the things I've noticed about them. Again, I admire them a lot, but I will say this: even the really good ones that I've had. I have felt that before I could really employ them, I had to raise them too. I felt like I had to do some raising of them. What do you think?
Well, say a little more when you say raise them.
I had to teach them how to act. I had to teach them how to show up for work.
Yeah.
I had to teach them how to behave. I don't think people had to do that with me as much.
So part of my theory about that is for this generation, they did get much more hand-holding throughout their lives, much more direction, much more involvement from their parents and teachers and coaches than other generations ever had. And then they get into the workplace, and suddenly all those safety nets are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who's always at their shoulder saying, now do this, now do that, now make sure you do the
mm-hmm.
other thing,
is
no longer
right.
at their shoulder. And so, yes, I do think that's one of those areas of real concern, which is how do we help millennials over that hump when they get into the workplace and
right.
suddenly they really are on their own for the first time?
Well, when you went to work for the first time, didn't you know that 40-hour work week meant that you weren't going to get 5 lunch hours out of that 40 hours for pay? I mean, I have had them come to work thinking they could show up at 9 and leave at 5 and take a one-hour lunch out break.
But see, part of
it... And their eyes got big when I said, I'm not paying you to eat lunch. That's the truth.
But part of the difference is that millennials as a generation grew up with much, much more rule-bound. They
yeah.
had a much more structured existence. Nobody ever, you know...
Play dates, right, for God's sake. Play dates.
Yeah, I mean, right... That's right.
That's
they
awful.
Weren't sent out to play at, you know, 7 in the morning and yelled for dinner. And so when they're used to so much structure
right.
and they're in the interviewing process, somebody says, well, you're going to
40-hour
work
hold
week.
On that thought. We'll come back. Lauren did some research. I'm going to ask her to share with us when we come back. We're going to talk some more about millennials. Her book is called You Raised Us. Now work with us. Lauren Stiller, Rickleen, R-I-K-L-E-E-N.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.